All right, what's going on, people? Back with another one, yeah, kind of late. Didn't expect to be driving all night like I did, but I'm here, and I'm on the other side. I'm on the good side of 12 midnight, or, you know, the next day, so it's still Perspective Wisdom Wednesdays. So, as always, I'm your host, Collins Johnson. Y'all already know how to reach me. If you don't, it should be in a whole bunch of the other podcasts. So I ain't going to go over that, all of that information. As promised, I'm going to elaborate on what I was saying in my rant on my Facebook page. Now, my rant was about education and basically telling kids that they don't need an education. All they need to do is make $1 million and, you know, continuously make that $1 million, so forth and so on. Well, here's one of the areas that I wanted to get into. Education. Do you have to go to college? The answer to that question is it depends. There is no yes or no answer, right? There's a yes or no answer in the lane that you're in. So let's say your child wants to be an engineer, or your big brother or big sister, or you're a big brother or a big sister, and, you know, you're an influencer to the younger generation, or, you know, maybe you're just an influencer, period. Maybe it's not a family member. Maybe it's just a young person or a child under you that admires you. You know what I'm saying? Admires the success that you have, or so forth and so on. Depending on what that young person wants to do, or middle-aged person, or young teen, or whatever, will depend on whether or not college is necessary. But there's always a higher education, or an after-grade school education, that is needed in order to embark on anything, unless you're just predicated upon making money and living that lifestyle. And even with that, you're going to lose that money. And it's not an if, it's a when. And the problem becomes that you're not educated enough to know what people are doing. Now, this world is highly competitive because of the way they have created the world. Not only is it highly competitive, but there's good and bad in everything. There's good and bad in everybody that you can possibly think of that will be involved in that person's life professionally, right? I'm not talking about relationships right now, although I am talking about relationships, but I'm not talking about personal relationships. I'm talking about business relationships, and I'm talking about interpersonal relationships, i.e. mentor, influencer, big brother, little cousin, whatever you want to talk. Mainly parents, but there's no structure to the parent and or guardian relationship dynamic when it comes to success. So with that being said, you have to rewind it all the way back. You have to be careful about what it is you're telling these youth to do, and how the direction that you're pushing them in. Now, you can be pushing them in a direction involuntarily or voluntarily. You can be pushing them in a direction because they're looking at your life, your accomplishments, the trinkets that you were able to amass over time, and so forth and so on. Or you can actually be telling them something. So there's a lot of people that say you need to get a mentor in the industry that you want to be in. Now, me personally, there's so many things that go into this in a negative and a positive way. So for one, when you're talking about getting a mentor in the industry you want to be in, you got to be sure that you want to be in that industry. A lot of the kids that are growing up now, you know, that are 10 years younger than me, I'm 37. So let's say 10 years younger than me and plus 10 plus years younger than me. They grew up in a whole different time era, right? So I grew up in the 90s. I was born in the 80s, but you might as well say I grew up in the 90s. So these kids that grew up after 2000 and grew up all the way to the 2010s and so forth and so on, they were introduced to the computer age way earlier than my generation. So with them, they're more the trinkets appeal to them more than the satisfaction of building something with your bare hands. Now, there are kids out there that are like that, and I'm not saying that they're not. But when I talk, mainly I talk in majorities and minorities. I don't ever talk from a personal standpoint and take my personal standpoint and put that as this is the holy grail. No, because I've made tons of mistakes, and I continue to make mistakes, but I learn from the mistakes and I take that perspective wisdom and I bring it to you, which is why this is called perspective wisdom. So with that being said, as a child, and as a young teen, all I wanted to do was play basketball, football, and baseball. I thought I was going to be in that industry for the rest of my life, right? And most people will say, well, you know, it's never too late, or follow your dreams, or so forth and so on. Well, things begin to change. The dynamic begins to change when you have a family to provide for, or other things intrigue you. Like, you get outside of your neighborhood, you get outside of your city, your town, you get outside of your state. And you start to see other places, other things may catch your eyes. Now, when I went to other places like New York, Philadelphia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, Georgia, and I seen how basketball was played at all those different states and how they played at those different levels, I started wanting to play basketball more, but I knew I wanted to make it a long-term career at that time. Right. And as I went on with my life, you know, I got married, I had kids. My thought process started to change. It started to change to be more focused upon the future, more focused upon the children that I'm bringing in this world, more focused upon providing for my wife, more focused upon building a legacy. So with that being said, it led me kind of to join the military. And although I was still playing basketball in the military, it was not the same. It's not the same type of basketball. It's not a type of basketball where there's a gaggle of people making it out of the military into professional sports or into collegiate sports or into international sports, which is where I wanted to be. I wanted to go overseas, preferably Germany or Belgium or something like that, and play basketball. So with that being said, I started changing. And it wasn't until I went and tried to play D-League basketball and got the conversation. I call it the conversation. And my household is known as the conversation from an executive who told me basically in the future. Now, mind you, this was 2008. He said in the future, in the next 5 to 10 years, it's not going to be about competition so much. You know, the best basketball players in the world. Everybody's an athlete. Everybody that comes into this sport is an athlete. Some a little more freakish than others. Some take care of their bodies a little bit better than others. But nonetheless, they're all athletes. They all have this ability. But we're looking for entertainment. We're going to step our foot into the entertainment industry. And I said, yeah, I don't want to be an entertainer. I just want to play basketball with the best players, you know, in the world. So he said, well, worldwide basketball is going to become a show. There's going to be little scuffles and dust ups. You know, you don't have any elaborate tattoos. Are you willing to get crazy haircuts? Are you willing to be marketable? So long story short, are you willing to be marketable? I was not willing to be marketable. And I said, if I can't play basketball the way that I think I should be able to play basketball, especially for a coach and stuff like that, then I don't want to play. So he was like, okay, well, you know, gave me a handshake and I went on about my business. Now, that devastated me. That broke me in a way that I've never been broken before professionally, because I thought hard work, determination, perseverance was the thing that you needed for that. But I did it wasn't right. So back to the Marine Corps I go, and back to my regular normal life and, you know, everyday mundane tasks and so forth and so on. Now, over the course of time, I started to realize that eventually my body's going to break down. And what am I going to do afterwards? And every opportunity, every networking opportunity that I had from that point on that I talked to people, they always wanted to know, one, what school did I go to? You know, and that was like hinting at me that I needed to go to college and I needed to build some allegiances and some networking with some people if I wanted to jump into this business world. Right. So for all of the people who talked about college and said, you don't want to go to college because that's the worst thing you can do. You know, you're going to leave college with debt. You're going to be in debt. You're going to have to spend the rest of your life, or at least, you know, 10 or 20 years out of your life, trying to get out of this debt and so forth and so on. And my question to them was always, the first question I led with was, well, what about the people who got, you know, scholarships? And they was like, you know how many people don't get scholarships? Okay, I hear you. You're talking about sports scholarships. I'm not talking about athletic scholarships. I'm talking about academic scholarships. And they would always get quiet. Now, this is how I knew the brand of people that I was talking to. They wanted, not necessarily, not trying to voluntarily keep me at a level, but involuntarily. They wanted to keep me at the level that they were at. And if I made an accomplishment, it had to come from their influence or their type of way of thinking, right? They wanted to take credit for my accomplishment or discourage me from moving on, right? So I would stop talking to them once they couldn't answer that question. So I'm bringing this to you. There are people that get academic scholarships. Not only that, there are people that get scholarships for all types of things, not just minority scholarships, because people will always throw that one in there. But there are some people that get awarded scholarships through private organizations that are looking and seeking to send young people to school for free. These people, now what needs to happen, let's say that your child, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your uncle, whatever, is one of the recipients of an academic scholarship or a private organization is sponsoring them to go to school or something of that nature. You, this is your education now, you should be able to tell that person, hey, when you get to your sophomore year, and you know exactly what it is that you want to do, or this is the opportunity, this is the field that you're in, this is your major, you know, you can change your major, whatever, whatever. But you need to be seeking out the people that you're going to network with in that institution that you're in that college. It doesn't matter if it's community college, city college, state college, university, whatever. You need to network by your sophomore year. And by your junior year, you should be looking to do an internship with somebody. Now, people always get internships mistaken. They think it's the lowest. You're only going to pay me $8 to $10 an hour and I got to work my behind off. Okay, even if they do, they're looking out for you in the sense of they're not going to give you a whole bunch of responsibility while you're still trying to graduate school. You got papers, you got dissertations you got to write, you know, depending on the level, if you're in undergrad or graduate school, you got all types of things on your plate that you need to take care of. Yet you want them to give you the highest level of responsibility at whatever, you know. So, no, that's not what you need. You need to find a person in the industry. So let's say you want to be I'm going to use my plight as an example. Let's say you wanted to own trucks. Now, you're in school. You want to own a trucking company. You know, you don't necessarily want to drive trucks, but you want to run a business. You want to be an entrepreneur. Well, in order for you to run that business, you need to know the ins and outs, how to do the books and the taxes and all of that stuff. What you don't want to do is figure out these things on the fly. So what you want to do is find a person who runs a trucking company. You know, maybe you're networking with a person in the college and they know a person. However it needs to come out, find that person, start talking to them over the course of that. Do you know how much you can learn from a business owner in a year's time? So by the time you graduate, there's so many things that you can have set up for yourself that you're walking into these things. Oh, and if you're going to do an internship, you're already going to school. Maybe your school is paid for, right? Let's just say your school is paid for. You can be stacking that money so that you can walk into the business license in place and be able to put down the money to get your business license, your trademark, go buy you a truck, you know, start off with your first truck. All of these types of things. You need the education. You need the networking. School, college is not just about education. It teaches you how to articulate your thoughts, right? It may even teach you some new information that you don't know, depending on what part of the world you're from and what type of people you've had in your life. Because like me, I've always had educators in my life. So there's a lot of things that I already knew before I got to college academically. But to network with people and to be able to, you know, them be a conduit for me to get to the next step, the next level in life was so important, so intricate to me not failing, right? Because there's a lot of people, to include Joe Rogan. I'm going to throw Joe Rogan in there. To include Joe Rogan. And I know he doesn't mean any harm, so I'm not bashing him or anything. I'm saying he misspoke. And said failure was a wonderful thing because it teaches you. It's not failure that teaches you, right? They're mistakes. They're not fail. You only fail when you stop. You make a mistake and you correct that mistake and you continue to push on. But you got to understand one thing that is like very foundational, very prominent, not prominent, but very, very serious and very important on this channel. Words are spells. You need to know what people are saying to you at all times. You need to know what every word means, all the derivatives, how many different definitions there are phonetically, what's the numerology behind it, all of that types of things. Because these words are used to manipulate you if you don't know. Those who don't know will get manipulated so easily by a person who does, because the world in business is predicated upon competition. Now you're thinking, well, what does education have to do with business? Well, education is a business. That's why I'm telling you it's not a scam, because what you think a scam is, right? You think a scam is you going to pay everything and you get nothing in return. But what if you pay everything and you don't put forth any effort into that thing? Do you think you're supposed to get everything in return? You think you're supposed to get money and business opportunities handed to you on a silver platter? Absolutely not. Right? You need to put in hard work into these things. Now, I learned this over time through my experiences. But had somebody sat down and told me this at 19, my life would be way different right now, right? People are, oh, well, you wouldn't be who you are right now without these experiences. You don't know that. That is an assumption. So we're going to deal with the things that we know. I know for a fact that at 19, if I would have got the information that I'm giving you now, that at 23, when I was working at a company and a person offered me a franchise, I would have done everything that I possibly could to pay the, all he wanted was $15,000 up front. And then pay the rest. The franchise itself was 80. Pay the rest as I go along in installments. And by the time I get done with the 80, the franchise will be mine, right? I'll own that piece of the franchise, and then I could continue on from there. If I would have done that, and I'm just giving you made up numbers right now, those aren't the exact numbers, but, you know, just to protect the person and all of that stuff, just understand that this person was trying to give me a franchise. And I couldn't take it because I didn't have the education to do so. I also didn't have the people, the relationships around me to encourage me to take this thing and do that. Well, what are we looking at now? We got 10 and 12 and 13 year olds trying to be entrepreneurs and businesses. Whole life, whole childhood is being stripped away from them in the interest of the parent who couldn't be the entrepreneur, so they press it off on the little child. They're not teaching them. Because when you have a child working a vendor machine, and yeah, they're not a vendor machine, but working a vendor spot, and you know they're doing this, they're doing that, it's okay to teach them in small increments, but there needs to be parents and guardians that are overseeing those kids to make sure that they have a healthy balance between learning how to run their business or be efficient at a job or whatever it is that they want to do when they get older, and them still being a child. Why would you strip the childhood away from them by trying to make them an entrepreneur? And you get these people, you get these one-offs, right? So one for every 10,000 people that this person will get up in front of the camera and say, hey, yeah, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 12. I knew I didn't want to work a regular job. Because how did you know you didn't want to work a regular job? What job did you have at 12 years old that told you you never wanted to work a job? Now, there are people who work for Apple, Microsoft. They're not subcontractors, right? They're not 1099 people. They are literally employees of Apple, and they make more money than you can possibly dream of, right? And I don't mean they're millionaires and stuff like that, but they can be millionaires if they save and invest their money in the right type of way. When you have people who are making themselves millionaires in 10 to 15 years off of $40,000 a year, and you take the same person with that type of thought process and mentality, and you give them $150,000 a year to write code for a computer. Okay, so now education comes into play. See, all of the avenues of success, wealth building, you know, getting to those plateaus and stuff, they're being taken away because of competition. And the competition says, if I can say anything, if I can do anything, if I can place anything in front of you to hinder you, you know, 10, 20 years, then I've done my job. I've solidified my place in this spot, and I don't have to worry about you as competition, because you best believe you have something that is inside of you that's so unique, right, that it stands out. And people automatically pick up on it. And when they pick up on that thing, and I'm talking about the people who are competition predicated and they want to keep you under their foot, keep you at the same level, and make sure that you don't rise above them. When they find out what that thing is, they're going to do everything in their power to keep you at a level, right? And sometimes it works. The majority of the time it works. When I tell you, hey, you don't need college. Don't go to college. Go start your business. And I send this kid, this young person, off on a wild goose chase for them to just be an entrepreneur and just start a business. And then something happens in this world, because we know. Now, let me mix a little bit of history into this. Every 10 to 12 years, this world changes. The economy changes. Money changes. The way business is done changes. So now you've just stuck this 19, 20-year-old kid out there trying to be an entrepreneur, running their trucking company or their hot dog stand or selling their T-shirts. And they learned in the field. They learned. They're getting by. They make enough money to support themselves and so forth and so on. But it's nothing like it could have been had they waited a little bit, got the education, networked with some folks, and had a good relationship of people around them, had good relationships around them, had they had a good, strong backing, right? See, this is what you want to do. It's not just about your kids. It's about humanity as a whole. It's about society as a whole. So the thing that keeps this society stagnant is the fact that everybody's in competition with everybody. And as soon as you jump into an industry, whether that's music, medical, service industry, doesn't matter. You have 1,000 people coming for your neck to stomp you out. And they say, oh, this is healthy competition. Well, what's healthy about stomping out another person out of business? What's healthy about you running a taco stand and I put my taco stand on the other side of the street and I run you off of that side of the street? Now, when I stifle your business, I'm stifling your pockets. I'm stifling everything that is dependent upon you making a certain amount of money to do whatever you got to do with the lifestyle that you live and the lifestyles that are connected to you, so you could have kids or whatnot. So this is the same thing that happens when the billionaires own these what do you call them, the shops. They own these mechanic shops, they own these warehouses, and they got hundreds of people working for them. And then they do a merger with another company and they got to lay off 20% of their staff. Do you know what happens to the 20% they just got laid off? And then the people, then the wolves, here comes the wolves. Oh, well, you should have been an entrepreneur. You shouldn't have a job in the first place. Why don't you go take your money, take your last whatever it is. Never mind your rent. Never mind your food. Never mind the people that depend on you financially. You know, you don't always have to have kids. Sometimes you can be taking care of grandparents or what have you. Never mind all of that stuff. Take your last money and go start you a business. You'll be happy in the end. You got to serve you. Well, if everybody's serving themselves in a society, that does that make it a neighborhood? Does that make it a community? There's no common unity except for the fact that everybody's for themselves. So if everybody's for themselves, how can information be passed? How can success be had if you don't know the direction that you're going? Because the direction comes from the outside, right? You always need outside validation. You always need outside encouragement. You always need those people in your life that can see you when you can't see yourself, that can encourage you when you can't encourage yourself, that can lift you up and pick you up. But if you're a loner, who does it then? Now, we're not going to jump into the spiritual aspect about that because that'll be a whole nother show. But understand this. When you deter these children, these kids, these young folks, these teenagers, these adolescents, these young adults from formal education at different levels, undergrad, graduate, PhD, master's program, certificates, trade school. When you deter them from that and tell them just be an entrepreneur, you are setting them up for failure somewhere down the line. That's you. You have to live with that. Or you're probably fine with living with it, but whatever. These they don't deserve that. Not going into this society, not like that. So what I would say is help them to understand that education is very important, that they need education in every way, shape, form, and fashion. Help them get to a point where they filter out the people who really care about them and the people who really have their best interests in mind. And they know how to listen to them, and they filter out all of the people who are predicated upon competition. I'm sorry, getting tongue-tied. There's so much stuff that I want to say, but I don't want to keep you too long. You know, I want to keep your utmost attention. So with that being said, that's pretty much my rant. I don't like the way that we were deterring these babies away from education, because there are a lot of us that are 30 plus that would have been further along in our success had we had the education, had we had the people around us to push us in a different type of direction, had we known, right? And you know what? I'll add one other thing to that. When people say school doesn't teach this, right? They don't even know what the mechanism of school is. And we're talking about pre-K through 12. School doesn't teach you to do this. They should be teaching business classes. They should be doing this. Well, why would they do that when the world or the society that we live in is becoming privatized? And what does that mean? That means that somebody with a whole bunch of money can come through and they get with a whole bunch of other people that have a whole bunch of money. They take over an industry and they create a side industry, right? Privatized. They start buying things individually and running them, right? And they run them from behind the scenes. So if I can run a trade school, why would I need public school to do that? See, public education is the most basic that you can possibly get. Same thing with community colleges and so forth and so on. Because we've attached this value of money to things, right? And we didn't try to attach the value. It kind of like was done by the people who run the country, you know, behind the closet and stuff like that. I'm not talking about the president. I'm not talking about government entities. We know the government does not create money. We know that the government does not make money. The government is there to do just that, govern. There are outside agencies that lend money, and that's how it works, right? We can go into the Treasury and the Fed and things of that nature, but that's a whole nother show. So just understand this. These things were set for us, and we live in this society under those rules, under those guidelines. So you have to abide by them. You're either going to play with the rules or you can play outside the rules, but you play outside the rules at your own risk. I'm saying, why risk these kids' future? Why risk their hurt, put their hurt and their pain all on the line? For what? For what? I hope it's not for money, and I hope it's not for gain on your end. But this is what happens when they don't have the education. So rewind this back. You go back to understanding that money has a value assigned by somebody outside of yourself. Okay. All right. Fine. So now that there's different levels. For whatever $1 million you have, there's a whole group of people that has tens of millions. And then there's a whole group that has hundreds of millions and so forth and so on. Well, when you're trying to obtain certain things, certain pieces of knowledge, because they have privatized a lot of stuff, it's hard to get those pieces of knowledge. But you got to understand the basics before you can even understand what it is you need to get to start stepping up these levels, i.e., if I don't have the education on taxes, if I don't have the education on contracts, then there's always going to be somebody. And if I don't have the education on etymology, understanding what words mean, because when they put these words into these contracts, they'll build the contracts to the specifications that benefits them. So by the time you finish signing this contract, you done signed over 51% of your salary. You know, 10% over here, 15% over there. And now you're making chump change as opposed to what you could make. And everybody's telling you, oh, ownership, ownership, ownership. Well, what happens when you own 100% of something that does not age well? 100% of something that does not carry value on into the years. 100% of something that is here today and gone tomorrow. That's why they laugh at us. That's why they feel the way they feel. Because they know that you didn't go to these colleges. You didn't go to Cambridge. You didn't go to Ivy League schools. You didn't try to educate yourself. You don't have a team of lawyers that are 10, 15, 20 years deep into law. You don't have any of these people in your networking circle. You can't pick up a phone and call somebody and get the information in order to set the contract so it benefits the both of you. There is no bullying. And contract negotiation. There's benefits for both sides. And they're either going to benefit 10 times more than you because you don't know any better, or y'all are going to break even. And that's what you want to do most of the time, is break even. But if you don't have this network of people around you through education, through college, through getting out and meeting people and stuff and so forth and so on, then you're going to get taken. And you don't want to see people get taken. I don't want to see people get taken, which is why I'm placing this information out here. So I'm going to end it now because I'm way past my time. I usually try to keep it at like 25 to 28 minutes. But if you want to continue this conversation, leave it down in the comments when I post this up on my Facebook. For those of my Facebook followers who listen to this, for those of you who are listening to this from any other platform, you can hit me up on my email. It's Collins, C-O-L-I-N-S. Johnson83. You can send me an email. I'll respond to the email. Tell me if you want to continue on talking about this, and you have somebody in your life that you want to direct in the right way. You know, you want to give them the path to success this in their eyes, not in yours. You want to help them reach that goal that they want to reach, but they just not quite there yet. They don't quite understand all the ins and outs and the intricacies and the nuances that it's going to take in order for them to get to that goal or to succeed the way that they want to succeed. So you can come to my Facebook page, you know, obviously Collins Johnson or Perspective Wisdom, or you can go to my Instagram page, DM me on the Instagram. It's Collins Johnson or Perspective Wisdom, spelled the correct way. So with that being said, thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all very much. I enjoy the feedback, whether it's negative or positive. It's never really negative to me because I'm a balanced person now. So y'all have a good one.